नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, the activities of Maharaj Agnidra, text number 8. वाणाविमौ भगवतः शतपत्रपत्रौ शान्तावपुङ्ख रुचिर अतितिग्मदन्तौ कस्मै युयुङ्क्षसि वने विचरन् न विद्मः क्षेमाय नो जडधियां तव विक्रमोस्तु। We'll try a new tone here today. Even though you can sing this as Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yes? वाणाविमौ भगवतः शतपत्रपत्रौ वाणाविमौ भगवतः शतपत्रपत्रौ शान्तावपुङ्करुचिरावतितिग्मदन्तौ कस्मै युयुं च शिवने विचरन्न विद्मः क्षेमाय नो जडधियां तव विक्रमोस्तु। वाणाविमौ भगवतः शतपत्रपत्रौ शान्तावपुङ्करुचिरावतितिग्मदन्तौ कस्मै युयुं च शिवने विचरन्न विद्मः क्षेमाय नो जडधियां तव विक्रमोस्तु। Please chant. वाणाविमौ भगवतः शतपत्रपत्रौ शान्तावपुङ्करुचिरावतितिग्मदन्तौ कस्मै युयुं च शिवने विचरन्न विद्मः क्षेमाय नो जडधियां तव विक्रमोस्तु। वाणाविमौ भगवतः शतपत्रपत्रौ शान्तावपुङ्करुचिरस्मिततिग्मदन्तौ कस्मै युयुं च शिवने विचरन्न विद्मः क्षेमाय नो जडधियां तव विक्रमोस्तु। Anyone else? Narari? Yes. Mataji? Okay. The words meaning, Varno, two arrows, Imau, these, Bhagavataha, of you, the most powerful, Shatapatra Patro, having feathers like the petals of lotus flower, Shanto, peaceful, Apunkha, without a shaft, Ruchiro, very beautiful, Ati Tigma Danto, having a very sharp point, Kashmai, whom, Yuyungshashi, you want to pierce, Vane, in the forest, Vicharan, loitering, Navid Maha, we cannot understand. Kshemaya, for welfare. Naha, of us. Jadadhyam, who are dull-headed. Tava, your. Vikramaha, prowess. Astu, maybe. Now the translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki? Translation. Then Agnidra observed the glancing eyes of Purvachiti and said, my dear friend, you have two very powerful arrows, namely your glancing eyes. Those arrows have feathers like the petals of a lotus flower. Although they have no shafts, they are very beautiful and they have very sharp piercing points. They appear very peaceful, and thus it seems that they will not be shot at anyone. You must be loitering in this forest to shoot those arrows at someone, but I cannot understand whom. My intelligence is dull and I cannot combat you. Indeed, no one can equal you in prowess. And therefore, I pray that your prowess will be for my good fortune. Okay. And the purport. Agnidra thus began appreciating Purvachitti's powerful glance upon him. Agnidra thus began to appreciating Purvachitti's powerful glance upon him. He compared her glancing eyes to very sharp arrows. Although her eyes were as beautiful as lotuses, they were simultaneously like sharpless arrows, and Agnidra was therefore afraid of them. He hoped that her glances upon him would be favorable because he was already captivated. And the more captivated he became, the more impossible it would be for him to remain without her. Agnidra therefore prayed to Purvachitti that her glances at him would be auspicious, not futile. In other words, he prayed that she would become his wife. Hare Krishna. So we are learning something about Agnidra's life, that he performed austerities in order to achieve progeny. The result of austerity is that Lord Brahma became pleased, and Lord Brahma understood the intention of Agnidra. So Lord Brahma ordered one of the apsara, her name is Purvachitti, to come and unite with Agnidra to increase his family. So Purvachitti came in front of Agnidra. So now he is praising her. In some of the slokas, we also find that he seemed to be not seeing a woman for his during his life, you know, before that. So he's praising her breast. He said, "Oh, you have horn on your chest. What are those? All these things. It looks like he had been performing austerity. He didn't know what is woman, and he's addressing her as friend, my friend." Sometimes he says, "Oh, sage, you are a sage." So he's not seeing the difference, and you know he's thinking he's my friend, another saint. He came, and finally he understands this is the arrangement of Lord Brahma. So he is glorifying Purvachitti's eyes here. Shatapatra Patrau. Shatapatra Patrau. Shatapatra means the lotus. That lotus which has 100 petals. Some lotus have 100 petals. The lotus that grow in our lakes, they don't have 100 petals. They do? Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Pankajangri Prabhu. Pankajangri Prabhu confirmed that the lotuses have 100 petals. I was thinking maybe there are very few of them. There's another flower called Shatapatra. It's a marigold. Beautifully bloomed marigold is said to have 100 petals in it. But lotus is much better. Shatapatra Patra, and Patra, again, the Patra is a lotus, the petal of the lotus is called Shatapatra Patra. So he is praising the eyes of Purvachitti, that these two eyes are big like the petals of lotus. And what else? Kashmai yuyung shashivane vicharan navidmaha. So these eyes he compares to the arrows. So where you are, you know, to whom you are going to shoot these arrows? Probably to me, he's guessing. I will be the victim of these arrows. So Purvachitti has Purvachitti is trying to make Agnidra understand that Lord Brahma has sent her for his growth in family life. So in this way, gradually, one by one, he's getting all these different features of womanly form. As I read this, the glorification of Purvachitti's eyes, I suddenly remember that I was supposed to also speak on Jagannath, who has a big, big, huge eyes. Jagannath has big eyes, and so he can see everyone. He can see everyone in the world, what they are doing. Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath had one devotee, Mataji. I don't know how many year old is this history is, her name, she sounded to be from Rajasthan. Her name is Karma Bai. Karma Bai used to feed Jagannath khichdi. Early morning he would make khichdi and feed Jagannath. So Jagannath from Puri, he would always come to her house and eat her khichdi. She was a very simple lady. She did not know anything what need to be done after you wake up from the bed, you know, from sleep. Her first duty was just to go to the kitchen and make khichdi for Jagannath. That had been her lifetime duty. The whole life she made khichdi for Jagannath, and Jagannath would always come and eat khichdi. Her name was something else that we don't know, but she is known as Karma, because Jagannath would come there. He said, "I am very hungry. Do it fast, do it fast. Jaldi Karma, jaldi kar. Karma, Karma." That's how it became Karma. She, you know, she is known as Karma. So Karma Bai, her khichdi is so tasty that Jagannath cannot forget. In Jagannath Puri, whatever time they offer breakfast to Jagannath, what time they offer Jagannath, we don't know. So before he get breakfast from local priest, he would go and eat khichdi from Karma Bai. One day there was one sannyasi, or one very well-established brahmana, who came to Karma's house. He knew that the Jagannath is always coming and eating from her cooking. So he came and he instructed many rules and regulations to be followed. Because she was not even taking bath, or she was not even making any cleanliness, not maintaining any cleanliness. She would simply cook and feed Jagannath, and Jagannath would eat. So this brahmana gave lots of rules and regulations. And out of respect, she agreed to follow those rules and regulations. And from tomorrow, from the next day, she would wake up, she would brush her teeth, she would take bath, and follow all the rules and regulations, come to the kitchen, do the cleanliness, first of all, clean all the pots, and smear the cow dung all over to make it nice, And then Sadhu Mahatma is sitting there and watching if she is doing everything right, so that Jagannath would be more than happy. So Jagannath came to eat khichdi as usual. But this Sadhu is sitting there and he's directing the Karma Bai. Okay, now you do this, and now you do this, and do this, and do that. Jagannath came and he returned. The khichdi is not ready. And after some time again he came. Maybe now it's ready. Now she just started. He went. Jagannath is getting upset with this brahmana who is sitting and directing her, because it's getting late. And Jagannath came again. Third time he came, it was just ready, but this time is very short. He had to get there before the breakfast is, that they open the curtain. Jagannath came and then he ate khichdi, was very, very hot. And then there in Jagannath Puri, the priest are opening curtain. At that time he had to be there to give them darshan. So without washing his hand or mouth, Sri Jagannath immediately ran to be in the altar. So there was khichdi in his mouth, So Pandit saying, "My lord, what happened to you? What happened to you? All over on your mouth there is khichdi. What kind of lila you are doing today?" Jagannath said, "My very dear devotee, cooks khichdi for me every day before I get breakfast here. And I can't find that kind of taste anywhere else. So I go and, you know, I eat khichdi from that devotee. So everybody got to understand there is something more that is happening. So in this way, many, many years, as long as that Mataji was in this planet, she would always cook and feed khichdi. Jagannath would always enjoy the khichdi would come. Well, what happened that that day it was, Jagannath was late. So he didn't have time to wash his, rinse his mouth. So then, because he was also have to hurry, go back to his altar, he said, now I have to teach this Brahmana who is misguiding my devotee in my service. Lord Jagannath said to the Pandas that I was in a hurry because I didn't have much time today. We had to do something about it. So he told the story. And Pandas have made, they called that person to go and direct that devotee as she was doing before. She should do as she was doing before, without following any rules or regulations, so that Jagannath would be on time there and on time here. He can have his khichdi there in time and he can give us darshan on time. So the arrangement was made, and finally Karmabai understood that Lord Jagannath wants me to cook as before. So she neglected, disrespected, disregarded all these rules and regulations, and she started cooking as normal. So in this way, Jagannath would eat from her before he gets breakfast. So I heard even today Jagannath is eating khichdi early morning. Because when Karmabai finally left her body, that day there was no khichdi. So Lord Jagannath was crying. Lord Jagannath was crying, and he did not accept the breakfast even from the Pandas. Jagannath is not eating. And then Pandas went to the king. He said, Jagannath is crying. Jagannath is not taking prasad. The king came and inquired, my lord, what happened? Why are you not eating? He said, my dear devotee, she has left. And there is no khichdi for me early morning. So king said, my lord, if that khichdi was so dear to you and that devotee was so dear to you, then why you sent her back to Godhead? You should keep her here so you can have khichdi all the time. Then Lord Jagannath says, this world is miserable, I don't want to keep my devotees here all the time, forever. Therefore I sent her, go back to Godhead. And the king said, okay, so Karmabai is not here, she's left, but on her name, we can make a special khichdi for you every day. Is that okay? Jagannath says, yes, make some khichdi for me on her name. So they started making khichdi and they offered to Lord Jagannath. And before they offered, they said, my lord, this is khichdi from Karmabai. This khichdi from Karmabai. She is not here, but on her name, on behalf of her, they are making an offering to Lord Jagannath. And Jagannath is eating khichdi. So wonderful. What kind of sanskar she had from her childhood, we can see that she was a daughter of one simple devotee who used to worship his deities as normally we do. We worship deities and we obey them and offer them something like that. So many years he was worshipping. I think it was Jagannath deity. So one day her father, when she was young, very young, like 4 or 5 years old, her father said, "My dear daughter, I've been worshipping my deity for long, but now I had to go somewhere. Very urgent, I had to go. But can you worship my Jagannath for 1 or 2 days? She said, "I don't know, my father, I don't know how to worship. You have been doing it, you didn't teach me, I don't know what to do." She said, "I will teach you. It's a very short and very simplified method. I will teach you, you do the same. You bathe him, and then you offer something, and you close the curtain, you go outside, and you come, ring the bell, take the prasad, Mahaprasad. This is how you can worship the deity." So he instructed well, and then he left for a couple of days. He had to go somewhere. So the karma from when she was a little child that time, as he was instructed, she started doing. She did the best. She bathed the Lord and dressed him and put him back in the altar. Now it's time to offer the very first time. She cooked a khichdi. Whatever kind of khichdi it was, she cooked and she brought to offer the Lord Jagannath. That was in her childhood. But, as his father said, you put tulsi on the boga, and you put it there, close the curtain, and you go. And then Lord will eat, then you take Mahaprasad. She tried that. She closed the curtain and she went out. After a few minutes she came in. She found that it's not eaten. It is like that, as it is. And she thought, maybe it's not enough time, I'll go. She comes after half an hour, it is the same again. Nothing was eaten. She was sure that whatever you offer, then some will be eaten or all will be eaten by the Lord. She never seen how her father was doing. So now she started crying, "Oh my Lord, what offense I have made? What was wrong? I did the same thing what my father said, and then you're not eating. My father is not here, he has gone out of town. And he will come after 2-3 days, I don't know when. And if you wait for him to feed, then you will die out of hunger. Today you please eat this khichdi. I don't know many things, maybe I have made some mistake, but you please accept it. If you eat a khichdi today, tomorrow I'll make rasgulla, barfi, rabdi, something nice, even better. But if you don't eat, then my father will get upset. He will beat me up. What's my future? So my Lord, if you don't eat, then I will not eat also." So she sat on the corner and she started crying. "What can I do? I did my best, but the Lord is not eating." So she started crying. "What's the use of my life? I did so nicely as I was instructed, but the Lord is not eating. My life is useless. What can I do?" She was so much into love, so much devotion, the emotion. It was out of control. Lord finally decided to come and eat a khichdi that karma has offered. Lord manifested himself out of the altar and she said, Mother, please feed me. He became a little child. Little child. So now Karma became happy and she kept the child, you know, child, the little Jagannath. She is keeping on her lap and he is feeding Khichdi. So it went on, you know, one day or two. Then the father arrived and he knocked the door. Daughter, give me some water, I want to wash my feet. She said, water is there, just open the door and wash your feet, please. I'm busy here feeding the Lord. And the father said, you don't have to be there when the Lord is eating. You come out. And she said, how can I come out? He's sitting in my lap. I cannot come out. He's sitting in my lap and he's eating from my hand. He was astonished. How can that happen? It never happened to me. Last so many years, 30, 40 years I have been worshipping deity. It never happened to me. He quickly came inside. And he saw Jagannath is sitting on the lap of his daughter and he is eating. He was so overwhelmed with love of Jagannath that he didn't get chance to feed Jagannath like this, like his daughter. Just 2 days of service, Lord Jagannath became pleased and he's eating from her hand. What a fortune. So after some time the father passed away and then she continued cooking khichdi and feeding Jagannath. That's what, you know, her life. So Jagannath from Jagannath Puri would always come to eat khichdi from Karmabai. As we see in Mahabharata, Lord Krishna would always go to Vidura's house. Whenever he went to Hastinapur, he would talk, he would discuss the matters with everyone. Many other people would come and join his meeting. But then finally he would go always to Vidura's house. And whatever is there, whatever they offer, he would simply accept. So Jagannath is, his statement is, Bhavaka bhukha humai bhavahi vasasara hai. I am hungry of love. I am hungry of devotion. And if someone has love and devotion for me, then he can easily cross this material world. And without love, if anybody can offer it, you know, if somebody has so much money but they have no love, he can offer so much. But if there is no love or devotion, then that is not pleasing me. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktiya Prayachati. If someone offers me a leaf, a water, a flower, a fruit, with devotion, then that I will accept. Because it is offered with love and devotion, I accept. Or otherwise, it doesn't matter what quantity it is, but if there is no devotion, if there is no devotion, then it's only results, is commotion. So, next few more days, Jagannath will be here and we will be hearing more and more of this Jagannath's pastimes. I'd like to stop here if anyone have any questions.
Yes.
Mataji. Didn't work?
Prabhu, yesterday we heard about a devotee who made khichdi while he was brushing his teeth. And today we hear about a devotee who is not brushing teeth, not taking bath, and making khichdi. I don't recall Srila Prabhupada telling us these stories. Do you remember Srila Prabhupada telling us these stories?
Prabhupada told this story? I have the list of Prabhupada's stories. I didn't find it there. It may be somewhere else.
He didn't tell these stories.
No.
You know, Srila Prabhupada said, I have no qualification, but my one qualification is that I simply repeat the words of my spiritual master. I mean, yesterday someone came and asked me, Mataji, is it okay if I brush my teeth while I cook for the Lord? I mean, how much are we going to misdirect the devotees?
You see, the person who was guiding her, he asked for forgiveness later on. He was afraid that Lord may be offended, you know, maybe I have offended the Lord by giving her, you know, directions. And then finally he came and he told her that whatever rules and regulations I told you, it is not for you, that is for me. I should follow the rules and regulations, not you. You are already in love with Jagannath. You don't have to follow this.
Prabhuji, my point is that we want to be bona fide guru parampara.
Yes.
We want to give the devotees the knowledge as it is. This was Srila Prabhupada's whole point. There's so many Bhagavad Gitas, there's so many stories, but we want to give them from the guru parampara. We don't want to give it from some Tom, Dick and Harry who's making up stories about Lord Jagannath. Who knows if these are true or not? It's so sad to hear this in the Bhagavatam class. Things that are not coming straight from Srila Prabhupada. There's a GBC order that this is ISKCON temple. We should just quote Srila Prabhupada because this is his temple. This is a GBC order.
I know. We must follow Srila Prabhupada and we cannot imitate the devotees who are in that level. You know, we must follow the rules and regulations as Srila Prabhupada has established. And that is only our hope, right? We cannot jump in some, you know, the life of some, you know, advanced devotees. They may be doing any kind of service.
And who knows if they even existed? Maybe some story that someone made up. The devotees are offering prasadam to Lord Jagannath here, and because it's still on their plate when after the offering, does that mean Lord Jagannath didn't eat it? He leaves it on the plate for us to take.
The only thing is love and devotion. The devotees have love because
they have so much devotion.
Of course. I know. Devotees are trained to offer with love and devotion. So devotees are offering with love and devotion. It's not that we are inviting anybody else to come and offer the, you know. There may be in the kitchen somebody, a non-devotee or somebody outsider is cooking for the Lord. That may be another thing. But normally devotees are trained to cook with the love and devotion and offer with love and devotion. So that is,
Lord Jagannath, he leaves the prasadam on the plate for all of his devotees to relish. It's not that it's still on the plate, oh, he didn't eat it.
Yes. When it is offered with love and devotion and there is a lot of taste, the taste grows. There's so much taste in Jagannath's prasadam. Right? Yanagami Prabhu.
Despite your story not being in the archives, ISKCON archives, there's many nice points. The main point that I picked up was the Brahmin's concern after worshipping for so many years, he had not attracted Lord Jagannath, whereas his daughter, worshipping just 2 days, had attracted. What this says to me is that we can never understand the elevated position of different devotees.
Yes.
It's impossible to appreciate someone coming in as a Bhakta Joe or Bhakta Jim or whatever, And we have no idea what platform they're actually on. So if we simply go by seniority and different hierarchical standards, we're going to miss the essential ingredient in this whole process of bhakti yoga. Bhakti means devotion. So when we see someone having devotion, even though their adherence to some of the regulations is not perfect, we can appreciate. And with that appreciation, with that expanded understanding, we can begin to understand how absolutely merciful the Supreme Lord is. And if we don't, if we decry every so-called deviation from the archives, we will not expand our movement. We will not be able to understand, you know, what is the real purpose of our being here, to develop love and devotion.
Thank you.
So I thank you for your class. It's very nice.
Thank you. And these stories, since we didn't hear, and you know, we don't know this, right? So it may look like some made-up story. I mean, we have in Gaudiya Vaishnava also these stories like that, such as Raghunandan Thakur. Should we say that Raghunandan Thakur was just made-up story? Raghunandan Thakur is the same kind of incident. Yes, Mataji? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so there are some incidents that may be not known to us. You may find that they are unauthorized. But it is some inspiration is there.
There's so many stories in Srila Prabhupada's books. There's a whole list of Srila Prabhupada's stories. He tells a story about this little boy who does the same thing. He's offering and he's crying, why don't you? Srila Prabhupada, tell us one story like this about a little boy who's doing this. But my point is that let us keep to Srila Prabhupada. Let us not go anywhere. One time when we first, 1973, when we came here to the Mayapur Festival, we were invited to the Gaudiya Math for lunch. And we all came back with all these Gaudiya Math books. And Srila Prabhupada saw us from the veranda and he said, all of you march back and take all those books back. If they say one word different, then everyone will be confused. So like Srila Prabhupada doesn't say brush your teeth while you cook for the Lord, or don't take a bath before you cook. This is not Prabhupada's mood. So let us not introduce this to the devotees.
No, I'm only mentioning this in relation to Jagannath. I'm not saying that we should do this. This is not the point.
No, but devotees, the neophyte, the new devotees get this idea. Oh, it's okay. You don't have to take a bath before you cook. Yeah. Yesterday, some Mataji said, Mataji, is it okay if we do that? You know?
No. It's not that we are trying to establish the standard. This is how we're supposed to do. It's in relation to Jagannath. You know, there have been such devotees. They worship Jagannath. You know, how we can compare ourselves and, the pandas.
No, we're not comparing anymore. But how do you know if that person even existed?
Say that again.
Do you have any proof that this Karnabai, she even existed? Do you have any proof that the story is absolutely true? We have proof that the story is true because it's coming from Srila Prabhupada's mouth.
Yeah, I mean, we cannot prove everything. That's not possible. So, we are entitled to be under the directions and guidance of Srila Prabhupada. That is true, and we should not deviate from that. And this story what I mentioned is only simply that I was told to speak on Jagannath. In relation to Jagannath, we spoke, and it's normally we don't quote such things in our Bhagavatam classes. Is that okay?
I don't know if I want to wade into this or not, but I want to say something. Dhruva Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a book, I think it's called Jagannath Puri Ki Jai.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, he explained in detail the kind of esoteric worship of Lord Jagannath. You know, how they get the log to make Lord Jagannath, the different things that are done traditionally in that particular temple. So he explained it in detail, and he also told many, many stories that are traditional Aryan stories surrounding Lord Jagannath. I'm not sure if this story was told, but there must have been 7 or 8 or 9 stories in that book. So my question is, seeing this has come up, these traditional stories that surround deities, Venkateshwar, you go down there, there's a lot of stories that surround that deity that we don't hear in Prabhupada's books. You can go to different deities throughout India and hear many, many stories about deities in different temples. So these stories are not in Prabhupada's books. So should we discount these stories, or should we listen to them and appreciate them? Or what should about our position be?
Yes, on that I also have a question. Our Rajapur Jagannath also having pastimes always, and they have lots of stories. Actually, there is a book called Jagannath in Rajapur. So in that book there are many stories. And of course Prabhupada didn't spoke those stories. And even in recent time there are stories are happening. There's some incidents are happening. So what we can do about that? Should we just disregard, or you know, just get some inspiration out of it? Mataji, you want to say something more?
The GBC order is that in the ISKCON temple, in the Bhagavatam class, we should simply repeat Srila Prabhupada. Then why do we have to bring these other stories into Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON temple in the Bhagavatam class? I mean, you can enjoy these, I'm sure, in the books and everything. But if the GBC order is that we should simply repeat Srila Prabhupada in Srila Prabhupada's temple in the Bhagavatam class, why don't we just follow that? Is that okay if we just follow the GBC order?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
My question is very personal actually. I'm a student and I'm shifting to another university for my higher studies. So the trip and then I have to find my apartment where I will stay and then start cooking and all. It will take like 1 week. So I wanted that how to offer in this 1 week from where I will take prasad. Is it okay to get a sattvic food and offer in mind? Because I am not as advanced as the devotee you just mentioned in today's class. But will the Lord will accept if I will offer in mind any sattvic food? Like I am in a plane and I have some food and I am offering in mind. Will Lord will accept that? Because I don't know what utensils they have used to cook the food, and I am offering it the same food because I have no utensils to cook. So
I will refer your question to Pankajangri Prabhu. Pankajangri Prabhu. Can you say that again? And summarize shortly. Speak very closely.
Okay. I am going to another university and then I will have to find an apartment there and to stay there. So it will take like 1 week gap. Then I will shift my all utensils and start cooking for Lord and all this. So in this gap of 1 week, how should I take prasad? Is how should I offer to Lord? Should I take some sattvic food which is offered in the market or in some hotel and offer it in mind? Will Lord will accept that? Because I am just a neophyte devotee and I don't have so much love towards God too. So that is what.
Manasaputra is more advanced. Whether you have a picture of the deities that are being worshipped somewhere in ISKCON, and you offer your food to the picture.
Is that okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.